All right, for a sermon this morning.
All right. We know that by the guidelines of our government, we are to stay in our houses. All right, so we know we've been hunkered down in our houses with our family. And knowing that reminded me of somebody else in the Bible that was also told to stay in their house. There was also someone in the Bible that was told to stay in the house, and their family was to stay in the house. Not under the same situation we're under, but they were told to be in the house as well. All right, so that reminded me of a person by the name of Rahab. All right, that's what we're going to look at today here. We're going to start off here in the book of Joshua, chapter 2. Joshua, chapter 2, we're going to learn about Rahab. We're going to learn about the people of God, the two spies that were sent to her home. So we want to look at Joshua, chapter 2. The title of the lesson here is entitled, The Right House. All right, when I heard this sermon before, it was from a brother that was by the name of Jack Evans Sr. All right, Jack Evans Sr., the late Jack Evans Sr. He came to North Las Vegas and he talked about the right house. And he talked about the right house, not the White House. Knowing at that time we were dealing with some political situation, I believe, or who was going to be president at the time. So that's what he talked about. Not the White House, but the White House is what Brother Jack Evans spoke of. I don't remember all of what he had in his lesson, but I remember. Thank you, my brother. About the lesson. So this is what we're talking about here is the title of the lesson is The Right House. All right. So we know here in Joshua chapter 2, all right, God's people here, the Israelites, they had traveled in the wilderness for 40 years. All right. They first were supposed to go into the land and take over the land of Canaan, but they did not. So they were in the wilderness traveling around for 40 years. So now we have come to the end of the 40-year wilderness here. And after the end of this 40-year wilderness, they were to go into the land of Canaan, and they were to conquer the land of Canaan, first starting with the city of Jericho. All right? Joshua now is the leader of God's people. All right? Moses has died. He has passed away, and God has chosen Joshua to lead his people into the promised land. So now God's people have went through the wilderness 40 years. They have come to the Jordan River. They have to cross over the Jordan River. They have to go into the land that God had promised them. And they have to go into this land, and they have to conquer this land. They have to take over this land. And the first city that they come to is a city called Jericho. All right, so this is what is taking place here. And when they go into the city, all right, we'll see here that they encounter the two spies. They encounter a woman by the name of Rahab. So this is what we're studying here, Rahab. So we want to look at Joshua here, and we want to look at verses, Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. It says here in the reading, Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. He says, go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, bring out the men who came to you and enter your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gates, they left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly. You may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men sent out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the ford of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gates were shut. So we see here that Joshua sent two men to go in and spy out the land of Jericho. So we got two spies, that Joshua, the leader of God's people, he's sending them into the land of Jericho, or to the city of Jericho, to spy out Jericho. And these two spies, they come to stay into the house of a prostitute by the name of Rahab. All right? The king of Jericho, he received news that the spies have come into the land. So he sent the message to Rahab. He tells Rahab to bring the men who came to you and entered your house, bring them out, because they have come here to spy out the whole land. Rahab said that the men came, but she didn't know where they went. All right? He said she did not know where the spies went. She said they had left out of the city gates. And she told them they left out of the city gates before they were closed. She said, I don't know which way they went, but if you hurry up and go after them, pursue them, you can catch up with those spies. All right? Well, Rahab didn't send the spies out. Rahab hid the spies on top of her roof. All right? So she hid the spies on top of the roof, under the stacks of flocks that she had on the roof. So what we find here so far, we find out that these two spies, they went to a woman's house. Her name was Rahab. And we find out her profession, that Rahab was a prostitute. We also find out that Rahab lied to the king. All right, the king sent messengers to Rahab. Where are these men at, Rahab? Send them out to us. Rahab said, these men, they came, but they're gone. All right, they went that way. I don't know where they went, but if you go, you can catch up to them. Was she telling the truth? Rahab was lying. All right, she hid the men on her roof. You know what Rahab was doing? She was risking her own life. All right, we know in those days and times, if you lied to the king, what was going to happen to you? He's going to kill you. He'd be off with your head. And probably not just you, probably your whole family. All right, so she was taking a great risk in lying to the king and hiding the people of God. Why would Rahab do such a thing? Why would she risk her life and her family's life, possibly, to save two strangers she don't even know? Why would she do such a thing? All right, let us continue reading here in verse 8 through 13, and we can find out why Rahab risked her very life for these two spies. In verse number 8 through 13, it says, before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that a great fear of you have fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted in fear, and everyone's courage fell because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father, mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. All right. So now we see here Rahab, she's basically telling us why she risked her life. She's telling us why she risked her life, possibly the life of her own family, for the sake of saving these two Israelite spies. First of all, she says here in verse number 9, I know that the Lord has given you this land. All right? She says here, I know that the Lord has given you this land. And she also says here in verse 9, all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. Rahab believes in the God of heaven. He said, you're the God of heaven, you're the God of earth. Rahab has great faith and belief in God. All right? And she says that everybody in our land, everybody in this land, everybody in Jericho, she says here that they are melting in fear because of you. They are terrified of God's people. All right, they are terrified of God's people. This is what Rahab said. Everybody here, they shaking in their boots. Their knees is clacking together because they heard about the people of God. They know about God has given them this land. He has given them Jericho. Then she says here in verse number 10, we have heard how the Lord dried up the Red Sea. He said, we've heard about how the Lord dried up the Red Sea. How in the world did Rahab hear about the Lord drying up the Red Sea? They don't have cell phones. They didn't have TV like we got TV. How did she hear about how the Lord dried up the Red Sea? This happened about 40 years ago. But Rahab has heard about what God has done for his people of rescuing them from the Egyptians. Then she says also about how he also destroyed the kings of the Amorites, Sihon and Og. God utterly destroyed Sihon and Og. All right, so what Rahab is learning is she have heard about the power of God. She learned about how God rescued his people, how God is a faithful God, and how he protects his people, and how he destroys anybody in their way. All right? Everybody in the land is scared of them because God is going to give them the land. He opened up the Red Sea, brought his people through, rescued them from the Egyptians, and he also destroyed two great kings on the east side of the Jordan. She's learned that this is a powerful God. This is what Rahab heard. And then she said, she believed that the Lord, let me see what verse is that. That's verse 11. She says, for the Lord your God is the God in heaven, above and on the earth below. So Rahab here believes in the God here. Pause for a second. Like they're gonna stop anytime soon. We're gonna keep going. All right, we're gonna stop. Okay. I think the parade is over. Stop. I'm gonna give them a couple of minutes. If they don't stop, keep going. Thank you, Lord. All right. So Rahab didn't see the miracles, but she believed in the Lord God was the God of heaven and on the earth. She said that the God of the Israelites was the one and true God. That's what Rahab believed. Rahab was not an Israelite. She was a Gentile, but she had true faith in God. All right. Rahab believed in God. She had true faith in God. This means that Rahab faith in God over the gods of Canaan. She believed in her, in the true God of Israel, over the gods of her own people. You see what Rahab's putting her faith in? Putting her faith in the God above. And then also she said here in verse number 12, she asked for kindness for her family. She says, now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign. Thank you. She said that you will spare the lives of my father, mother, brothers, and sisters, and all those that belong to me or to them, and save them from death. So Rahab was asking for kindness. She wanted these spies and God's people, when they came into the land of Jericho to destroy everybody, she's asking for them to save her and her family's life, to show kindness unto them, just like she showed kindness unto these two spies. All right. So we're going to look at verses 14 and 15. So what did the spies tell Rahab? Verses 14 and 15. They say here, these are the words of the spies, our lives for your lives. The men assured her, if you don't tell us what we are doing, we will treat you with kindly and faithfully when the Lord gives us the land. We offer our lives as a guarantee and safety, here is what they're telling her. Verse 15, so she let them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. She said to them, go to the hill so the pursuers will not find you. hide yourselves for 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. All right? So this is what the spies have to tell her. So they offered her a guarantee that they would not allow any harm to go to Rahab and her house. He said, if anything happened to you, that will be on our hands. All right? Your life for our lives. All right? Anything happened to you, it's going to be on our hands. And then here in verse 17 through 21, the spies give Rahab instructions on what she must follow if her household will be saved. All right? So now, Brother Montgomery, we talked about instructions in the Bible class. So now we see that Rahab and her family are going to have some instructions that they need to follow in order to be saved. All right, so this is what we see here in verse 17 through 21. Verse 17 through 21. Now the men said to her, this oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land, you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down. And unless you have brought your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your family into your house, if any of them go outside your house into the streets, their blood will be on their own heads. We will not be responsible. As for those who are in the house with you, their blood will be on our heads if a hand is laid on them. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. Agree, she replied. Let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. So what we learn here is some terms of agreement Rahab and her household would have to follow in order to be saved. They had to follow these instructions. They had to follow this agreement, this covenant that was made with them, per se, if they were going to be saved. First of all, when the Israelites came in to take the land, Rahab had to leave a scarlet cord out of their window. This scarlet cord was identifying Rahab's house. So they knew where to find Rahab's house. That was an identifying mark of the house of Rahab. Two, Rahab and her family had to remain in the house during the attack. If any of Rahab's family was outside of the house when the attack came on, then that was on them. Their own blood was on them. But if they were in the house, they were to be saved there. Or if anything happened to them, that was going to be on the spies' head. And number three, they were not to tell anyone what the spies were doing. Rahab and her family was not to tell of the plan that they had to come in and attack and take over Jericho. All right, so these were the terms of agreement. This was the instructions that was given to Rahab's house. Let us continue on. Verses 22 through 24. It says, when they left, they went into the hills and stayed there for 3 days. So the spies left, went into the hills for 3 days, until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills, forded the river, and came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told him everything that happened. Verse 24, they said to Joshua, the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. So what we find here now is that the men had went out and they hid themselves out in the land for 3 days. They went back to Joshua, and they told Joshua all of what they had said unto Rahab and what they have learned. And what they told Joshua was that the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. To me, as a leader of God's people, that's a great message. That's just reassuring that God is keeping his promise to me. God has told me that he's already going to lead us into this land. He's going to give us this land. All we got to do is follow the instructions that God has given to us. Go ahead and go into the land, trust God, and take over the land. So this, it to me, would be reassuring as the leader of God's people here in Joshua, hearing this message that God has already given us this land. The victory is already ours. Christ has already died, been buried, resurrected. He's on the right hand of the throne of God, interceding for us. The victory is already won. All we have to do is follow the instructions of God. That is to trust and obey God no matter what may be before us. If it's the city of Jericho with the great walls, Jericho had the great walls around it, this fortified great city that was seen to be impenetrable, God was able to bring those walls down. All right, I'm sure we know about walking around the walls of Jericho and doing the instructions that God had given to the God's people and the walls falling down. It shows us over and over again, all we have to do is trust and obey God. We may not understand how God is going to work it all out, but we can be assured that God will work it out. We have to trust and obey God and follow the instructions that God has given. Just like Rahab and her family had to follow the instructions, just as Joshua and the Israelites, God's people, had to follow his instruction about going in and taking over the land, that's the same thing for us today. We have to trust God. We have to obey God. We have to follow the instructions that God has given to us. So God had already given them the land. He had already went before his people. All right. All they had to do was obey God. Same for us today. God has already gone before us in doing his will. Whatever we're doing God's will, God is with us. God wants his will to be done. As long as we trust in him and just go, be available, do what God wants us to do. He wants us to do his will. All right. God wants us to be here to worship him today. God is going to provide a way for us to do that. We just got to trust in him. We got to trust in God. All right. So what happened to Rahab and her family? All right. The Israelites is now coming into the city of Jericho. All right. They're about to come into the city of Jericho. When they come into the city of Jericho, they're about to destroy everything in the city. The judgment upon Jericho is about to take place because of their sins. All right. And now God's people is coming into Jericho, and they're about to wipe out everybody. So what happened to Rahab and her family? Let us turn to Joshua chapter 6. Let's turn to Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6, we're looking at verses 22 through 25. Joshua chapter 6, 22 to 25. Okay, we got a couple of minutes there. Okay. And we're going to start looking there in verse 22. And we want to find out what happened to Rahab. Did Rahab get destroyed, her and her household, when God's people came into the land of Jericho? Or did Rahab follow the instructions just as they were given unto her by the two spies here of Israel, God's people? So Joshua chapter 6, verse 22. Joshua here says, Joshua said to the two men who had spied out the land, go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her. Verse 23. So the young men who had done the spying went in and brought out Rahab, her father, her mother, her brothers, and her sisters, and all who belonged to her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. Verse 25. But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. And she lives among the Israelites to this day. So we see here, Rahab followed the instructions just as she was given. All right, she trusted these Israelite spies and the information that they gave to her, the agreement that they made to her. And she was spared, all right, her household was spared, and all that belonged to her was spared, while everything else around her was destroyed in the city of Jericho. So Rahab was one that trusted in these spies and what they said, and she lived, her and her household. And it tells us here at the end of verse 25, it says she lives among the Israelites
to this day. So at the time that this was written in the book of Joshua, Rahab was living among the people of God. She was living among the Israelites. All right, I know if she lived among the Israelites, there was most definitely a change in her life. I'm absolutely sure that Rahab was no longer a prostitute, but she lived among the people of God. All right. So this here shows us here as an example of one that had great faith. Rahab was a woman of great faith. She was honored for her faith, and she's also mentioned in the Bible in three other passages in Scripture. For one, in the book of Hebrews, turn to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 31. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 31, we can read about Rahab. That is Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 31. And we'll read about Rahab here being mentioned here in the Bible. So here in Hebrews chapter 11, we know Hebrews chapter 11 is a chapter of those who had great faith in the Bible. They're also called sometimes as the heroes of faith. And we have here made mention of a woman here also by the name of Rahab. It says Hebrews chapter 11 and 31, by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. So we see here it was by faith that Rahab welcomed the spies. It was about what she had heard about God, and she put her faith in what she heard about God and in God, and she was not killed along with the rest of the people in Jericho because of their disbelief. Also, Rahab is made mentioned of in James. Turn to the book of James chapter 2. In the book of James chapter 2, we also find Rahab mentioned here along with also other great servants of God. That is James chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. James chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. And it reads, in the same way was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. So that's what I wanted to read there. All right, so in the same way, not even Rahab, the prostitute, was considered righteous for what she did, even when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. So Rahab was considered to be a righteous person in the eyes of God. I believe that's in the same account with Abraham. All right, so she is considered righteous for giving lodge to the spies, saving them, sending them out into a different direction. Also, the last passage here about Rahab, I believe it's found in Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 5. We also see Rahab being mentioned in the Bible also. That's Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 5. Gospel of Matthew, we see Rahab being mentioned here. I believe it's chapter 1 and verse number 5. And we see here in the genealogy of Jesus Christ, we find a woman here named here of Rahab. It's the same Rahab we've been talking about. And we see that Rahab is the great, great grandmother of King David. All right? Rahab is the great great-grandmother of King David. She went from a prostitute to being in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. That just shows the power of God when we believe God, how he can truly transform our lives. He can take us from sinners and make us saints of his. All right, he can take us from what we were in the past, and he can bring us to be a part of his glorious future if we trust and obey him. All right, so also, God will forgive and save anyone who will repent and surrender and give their lives to him. All right? He will bless you and allow you to be added unto his family, added unto his house.
His house is the church of Christ that we read about in the Bible. I believe it's in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 15 as Apostle Paul gives instructions to Timothy on if he tarries long, or how the people of God are to act or conduct themselves while he is gone. And he tells them that they are of the living God. They're the church of the living God, which is the pillar and the ground of truth. So we are the church of God. We are the family of God. We are the church of the living God, the pillar. We hold up the truth and we stand on the truth, the word of God. We are the church that is made mention of here in the Bible, the church here of the living God, the house of God. All right. And how we enter that? We enter the church of God, same way Rahab did. All right. Same steps, basically what Rahab did, to enter in into God's house is the same way we do, besides Rahab being baptized. What Rahab did, she heard of God. She heard about the knowledge of God and what God had done for his people. She believed in God. She had faith in God. She repented, meaning that she changed her life once she became a child of God, or in the sense of Israelite, or living among them. So she left her life of prostitution and lived among God's people. And she also confessed that God is the God of heaven and he is the God of earth. That is renouncing her own gods, per se, of the land of Canaan. And she was adopted into God's family. That's the same terms that we have to obey in the sense for us to be added into the family of God today. We hear the word of God, Romans 10 and verse number 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We have to believe what we heard. That is, have faith in what we heard of the word of God. The Bible says, without faith is it impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Then we have to repent. All right, Jesus says, unless we repent, we shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3. Then we must confess, just as Rahab believed, but God is God of heaven and of earth, we also must confess. But we confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we confess that with our mouths and we believe it with all our hearts. And then we see that in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. And then after that, we must be baptized. That is, to be added into God's family. We must be immersed underwater for the forgiveness of our sins. And God will add us to the church. All right. And that is his house. So as we go through this coronavirus, the situation that we're facing now, or whatever we're going through at this day and time, don't forget about staying close as you can to the Lord. All right, because we can come out of this coronavirus, we can have a time of peace, and then we can go right back into another storm. Stay as close as you can to God. All right, stay in his house. Stay in the right house. We may be in our houses. We've landed safe in our house the best we can, cleaning up and spraying and giving the germs away. But the greatest germ, the greatest virus is sin. All right, we need to be under the blood of Christ. Stay under the blood of Christ. Stay in the house of God. That is our true protection in this life and in the life to come. All right, the message is trust in God. Follow his instructions just as Rahab did, and you will be saved, and also as the desire as Rahab had, also our household will be saved if they stay faithful to God and remain in his house as well. That is my lesson for us today here as being in the right house, the house of God.